pronunciation. Around here, if you were going fishing on a pond or a lake, what kind of boat would you see people using?
A fishing boat.
Okay. Any other particular name for one?
In the past year or two, it's gotten to be bass boat. Everybody has bass boat, but I wouldn't say I think anything other than fishing boat.
Yeah. Do you have a special name for one that you have to use oars with that doesn't have a motor?
No.
Like rowboat?
I've heard that, but you know, I never say that, and then never hear it. That's
have you ever heard of any of these, John Boat, Bateau, Piro, any of those?
Heard of Piro, I just, in songs and things, I always think of it as being a dugout canoe.
Right, okay, fine. I see if your wife is going to make a dress, something she would carry with her, a little square of cloth to match, you know, the material. What would you call that?
A sample.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this adjective, if she's looking at dresses in a window, she would say, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty.
And the comparative of that, you would say, well, this one's pretty, but I think this one's even
prettier.
Okay. And the thing that she wears around her waist when she works in the kitchen, that would be a
apron.
All right. And this thing right here with ink, you would call it a
pen.
Okay. And you say a dime is worth what in terms of cents?
10 cents.
Okay. And you would keep a baby's diaper together with a
pen, safety pen.
Okay. And some of these old houses out in the country you see that have these metal roofs, that metal is probably
10.
Okay. All right, talking about clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Trousers and a suit and a vest. I mean, trousers, coat, and a vest, excuse me.
Okay. Any other terms for trousers that men use around?
Pants.
Pants, okay.
I always think of trousers as being dress pants. And
right, okay. All right, the verb bring, how you would use that, delivery boy might come up to your house and say, I've you a package.
I brought you a package.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday he
brought.
Okay. He's going to
bring
me another one. Okay. All right, this verb, if I'm trying on some clothes, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
Okay. And if your old clothes are worn out, say the ones that you wear to church, you say you need to go to town to buy yourself a
Sunday clothes.
Okay, or let's see, another way of getting
a new suit?
Yeah, that's what I wanted, exactly. Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets begin to do what?
Bulge.
Okay. And this verb, if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to what?
Fade.
Okay.
Or shrink.
Right, that's what I want. You put it in the water and it did what?
Shrunk.
Okay. If you've done that several times, you'd say, every time I've done that, the shirt has
shrunk.
Okay. All right, this expression, if a girl's going out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, what would you say she's doing?
Primping.
Okay. Now, what if a boy's doing the same thing? He's getting ready to go out on a date. What would you say about him?
I'd probably just say he was getting ready.
Getting ready, but you wouldn't say the boy's primping.
No, I always, no, I don't think so.
Okay, fine. What about the big thing that a woman carries all her things around?
Purse.
Okay. And something that she might wear around her wrist, that would be a
bracelet.
What about around her neck?
A necklace.
Right. What if it were beads or pearls? Would you call it anything besides a necklace?
No, other than just maybe beads. Or
would you say just beads, or would you say string of beads, or pair of beads? Any of those sound
no,
familiar?
No,
just beads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
I always say necklace myself.
Right, all right. These are things that men might use to help keep their pants up. They go over their shoulders. Those would be
suspenders.
Yeah. Any other word?